Queen Elizabeth looms large over the British capital, seemingly every street awash with flags and bunting. For weeks, soldiers from the Household Cavalry, tasked with guarding the monarch, have been rehearsing their steps. The Platinum Jubilee is as much a celebration of British traditions as it is 96-year-old Queen Elizabeth's long reign. But in the 70 years since she became Queen, her coronation a year later, the Queen and country have profoundly changed. Back then, many of Europe's cities were scarred by the horrors of the Second World War, and the British Empire that once ruled a third of the world was melting away. Queen Elizabeth would help shape Britain's new historic purpose, not as the Queen of an empire, but of a commonwealth of multinational, multiracial states, and also as head of a royal family that would, in the coming years, become the focus of intense media attention. As the family grew, so did the challenges. The death of Princess Diana in a car crash in 1997 provoked public anger that the Queen wasn't publicly mourning her death while millions were, forcing her to break protocol and join the crowds. More recently, the royals have faced intense criticism over their handling of racism allegations by the Queen's grandson, Prince Harry, and wife, Meghan. While sexual assault claims against Prince Andrew forced Queen Elizabeth to strip her son, once touted as her favourite child, of his royal titles. Over the decades, presidents and prime ministers have been and gone, some of the most iconic figures of the past century, Queen Elizabeth consistently doing her duty.
I think she's played very well exactly the role of a constitutional monarch. She's the most charismatic, sort of photographed, most famous woman in the world, but she's also very enigmatic. We hardly know her, and I think being able to stay above politics but seen as relevant and respected has been really important.
Here in the twilight of Queen Elizabeth's reign, a gentle reduction of royal duties after the death of her husband of 73 years, Prince Philip, in the midst of the pandemic. A time when Queen Elizabeth's words to the nation have scarcely mattered more.
We will be with our friends again. We will be with our families again. We will meet again.
Even as more and more people question the role and the purpose of a royal family in a modern democracy, there is something of a cosiness, a familiarity to her long reign and genuine public affection for a woman and a queen who ties past and present generations together. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, London.